Let's start. So it's a double. Happens to be a double parsha today, but we're going to focus exclusively on Achrei Mois. Generally, when there's a double parsha, we focus on Kedoshim, but I want to look at Achrei Mois this week. It's not such a big parsha. Achrei Mois itself is only 80 psukim. More or less, the first part of the parsha deals with big chelik of the parsha deals with Avodah Yom Kippurim, which is what I'd like to look at today. Then after it talks about Avodas Yom Kippurim, it talks about Shchut Echutz. If a person takes an animal and shechs it outside the Beis HaMikdash, then the Isser Dam, and then the remainder of the Parsha of Achrei Mois talks about forbidden relationships. It's called Parsha of Arayis. Mm-hmm. So the first question you have to ask is, what in the world is Parsha of Arayis doing in Sefer Torah's Kahanim? Each Sefer of the Torah has its own identity. Bereishis is about the Avos, Shmois is about Galus and Geula, and Vayikra has to do with Teres Kahanim. So what does the Parsha of Arayis have to do with Teres Kahanim? Mm-hmm. Now, it happens to be something interesting. We read this on Yom Kippur by Mincha. It's very interesting. The first chelik part of the Parsha talks about Avodas Yom Kippurim. The second talks about Arayis, and that's what we read on Yom Kippur. So it needs to be understood. Why do we read this in Yom Kippur? So we read on Yom Kippur, there are three reasons in the Rishayim. Rashi in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph says that the reason why we read Parsha Arayis Yom Kippur is because it's something everybody somehow messes up during the year. Somehow a person is nichshol in something with Issur Arayis, and a person has to do tshuva. That's the first cut. The Pshat Taisus brings is that women come to shul on Yom Kippur dressed up beautifully, so it's reminded to the men not to be nechshol. And then the third pshat is more of like a drush. We tell Hashem, you told us not to be megal arayis. Megal arayis means uncovering what's supposed to be hidden. So we tell Hashem, on the holiest day of the year, you don't reveal what's hidden. That's the pshat. But it doesn't really...
Why not to reveal?
Our averis that are... Yeah, that's a... Anyways, but it doesn't explain why it's in Sefer Vayikra. That's why we read it, but why is it in Sefer Vayikra? So the Ramban in Zakhtama says something very interesting. This is, you know, just some Pasha Pshat. Sefer Vayikra talks about Teres Kahanim. Now, what's the laws of Kahanim? It's laws of how to conduct the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is not just a structure. The Beis HaMikdash is there should be Hashras HaShchina. Included in Hashras HaShchina is the laws about how to keep the Shechina intact in Klal Yisrael. Not to do things that causes galus and causes Shechina to depart. After the Parsha Arayis, the Torah, in the last few psukim of Parsha Achrei Mois, says, V'loi soki arz eschem betamachem kasheko es agoya shalifneichem. You don't want to go to galus, keep the Parsha of Arayis. When we act holy and we act like a holy nation, the Shechina resides within us. The Torah says, "V'asulim megdush v'shochanti b'seicham, b'seichai." Right, Hashem will make the Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem will reside in that Beis HaMikdash or Mishkan. So the idea of the Kahanim is not just to safeguard the physical structure and the laws of the Beis HaMikdash; it's to ensure this Hashras Hashchin and Klaisol. Included in that is the Parsha Arayis. Okay. I want to say over something from Rav Meir Simcha. Rav Meir Simcha was literally the Gadol Hadar in the last half of the 1800s, 1843 to 1926. He was literally the Gadol Hadar. The way we talk about Rav Moshe Feinstein, my grandfather used to talk about Rav Meir Simcha. So he says such a hafledika. It's a long arichas. They only have 9 more minutes, so we'll try to do it. So basically, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, there's two sets of begadim. There's the Big Day Zav, which is the 8 begadim, and then there's the Big Day Lavan, which is the 4 begadim. The Big Day Lavan is more or less what the Kohen Hedyot wears every single day of the year. What are the 4 begadim of a Kohen Hedyot? You wear the Mechnasayim as the pants, a tunic, a long shirt, that's called the Ksoinus, a Gartel is an Avnate, and a Mitznefes is a hat. The Kohen Gadol, generally, during the year, wears 4 additional garments. He wears the me'il is like an overcoat, and ephod is like an apron. On top of that, he wears the breastplate, that's the choshen, and then he wears a forehead plate called the tzitz. Now, the Kohen Gadol's the whole day of Yom Kippur switching back and forth between the white garments and the gold garments. He doesn't go lifnai lifnim in the gold garments. Why doesn't he go lifnai lifnim in the gold garments? So there's 2 reasons. The Bavli says because ein kategen nasa saneger, because you don't want to go into the Kodesh Kodeshim wearing gold. because gold invokes the sin of the ego. Okay? And Yishami has another reason, is that when you're standing in front of Hashem in the Kodesh Kodashim, you have to be humble. Therefore, you don't dress like a kohen gadol. Wear humble clothing like a kohen hedyot. Those are the two reasons in Yishami. Now, how many times there's a misconception. People say a kohen gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodashim one time a year. He doesn't go in one time. He goes on Yom Kippur, he goes in four times. Just do the math. He goes in to do the Keteris. He comes out. He has to do the Shecht. He has to shech. He doesn't shech the par kohen gadol inside. He shechs it outside. He goes outside. He shechs the par. He does the avodas hadam of the par. Achas hamayla b'shev lamata, right? Of the par. Then he comes out. Then he does the sa'ir. And he goes back in. So again, every time he's switching. So the Gemara says he has to switch his begadim five times a day. That means for every time you switch, you need to go to the mikveh. And every time you switch, you need to do kiddush adayim v'raglayim before and afterwards. So the Gemara says you go to the mikveh five times a day, the Yom Kippur, there's a mikveh in the base of Mikdash, and you wash your hands kiddush adayim v'raglayim 10 times a day. Because you need one before and one after. Okay, so we have already three times we know the kohen gadol goes in. Again, the keteris, the par, the sa'ir, and then the last time is later in the day, he comes to retrieve the keteris pan. You don't leave that in there till next year. He burnt the keteris earlier in the day, then he did all the avaida, and then he comes back later in the day, puts on the big day love, and it's an avaida. He comes to take that out. Okay, that's the four times he goes in and out. The Mishnayos in Yuma says that the first time he goes in, he wears a ksinus worth, it's a machlagis tanam, we'll just pick one tana, worth 18 coins. Gold coins. And then the second time he goes in, he wears an inferior one. And the Gemara says, why? Rashi explains. The idea is because the first one is coming to atone, do kapara. When he comes in with the Keteris, he wears a very expensive kesinus. And then later in the day, when he comes out, he's not doing a kapara, he's just removing it. You don't want the room to be cluttered. So you go in and you take it out, then you wear an inferior kesinus. Why are we harping on the kesinus? Why dafka the kesinus? Do we make a chinoy between the beginning of the day and the end of the day? He could change his hat. Why dafka the ksainis? That's the kasha Rameir Simcha starts off with. When we, in davening on Yom Kippur, we say, I'll get the exact phrase, ki ata salchan li Yisrael, u'machalan l'shifti yeshurin, b'chol davidah. We say that in Kippur. What are these two statements? Ki ata salchan li Yisrael, you do slicha tikla Yisrael, u'machalan, and you maichal, you forgive, Shiftei Yeshurim, the Shavatim of Hashem. Shiftei Yeshurim. What? We never find that phrase anywhere else in davening. Shiftei Yeshurim, that Hashem is Meichel, the Shavatim. What are we talking about over here? Okay. So the Medrash says like this. It's an unbelievable Yisayit. Mamash Yisayit is sticky Yisayit. You got to remember this Yom Kippur time. The Medrash says there are two Averis that loom over our heads every generation. The Chet HaEgel. That means, to this day, there's looming over Klai Yisrael, the sin of the ego. Okay, included in that is any struggles we have with Amuna and our belief system. And there's another medrash that says another chait that looms over our heads is the chait of Mechiras Yosef, which included in that is the chait of Sinas Chinem, Lashon Hara, fighting amongst us, infighting. Those are two averis that are always on top of Klai Yisrael. Now, just to explain this a little better, why should an avera done 3,000 years ago have any bearing to me today? The answer is when an avera is done by either the Ovis or the Shvatim or the entire Klai Yisrael, it creates a proclivity, a tendency within our collective neshamis of Klai Yisrael to those averis. So when we perpetuate those averis, it means those sins were not yet purged out of Klai Yisrael. So we could suffer for those averis. When the Shevatim did Mechiras Yosef, it created that stain on Klai Yisrael that we have now a tendency to have infighting and sinas chinam. And until we purge that, we need a kapara for that. And every time we act with sin achinam, we invoke the sin of Mechiras Yosef. There's an unbelievable remnant to this idea. The Gemara says that you throw the goat, the Torah talks about you throwing the goat down the cliff. So the Mishnah says that you tie a red ribbon around the goat's head. Right? Why? And during the first base of Mikdash, the ribbon turned white. So what's the remez? So the Mishnah says, what's the weight? How much wool should you tie around the horns? So the Mishnah says, 2 sela. Okay, when you read the Gemara, you say, okay, let's go weiter. Ramey Simcha says, a moir de ketsusha to this. when you raise your children, don't play favoritisms. Shebishvil mishkal shnei sulaim milas shenasim Yaakov Yosef mishayachas, because the coat that Yaakov gave Yosef was two sela more than other, and that's what caused Klal Yisrael to go down to Mitzrayim. So you see here that the gift that Yaakov gave to Yosef was two sela, two coins. And this, the ribbon that's around the goat going down is the same exact two saloyim. He says, because on Yom Kippur, we are getting a kapara for these two things. He says another idea. He says the Beis HaMikdash is in Chelko Sheh Ben Yamin, right? We know the Beis HaMikdash traversed both Chelik of Yehuda and Ben Yamin. The Kodesh Kadoshim is only in Yehuda's Chelik. Why? Because only Yehuda, in Ben Yamin's Chelik. Why? Because Ben Yamin wasn't part of the Mechiris Yosef. So the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is coming to do two things. He's coming to be Mechaper for our Averis that have to do with Amunah that has roots in the Cheta Egel, and Averis of Sinas Chinim, when we don't get along, that has roots in Mechiris Yosef. Zokter Mei Simcha, now we understand the Tefillah that we say in Davening. Ki Atah Sol Chal Ni Yisrael. You are Michael Kleisro. When did Kleisro get a slicha? When did Hashem say Salachti Kvarecha? By the Meraglim, but also that's the same lashon the Medrash says by the Egel. Kiatra Sochin Yisrael. So Yom Kippur Hashem Nisraelech Yisrael for Averis and Amuna. Umachalon Shivte Yeshurin. Hashem's Michael for Averis that were done by the Shvatim. Which Averis is that? That's the Chet of Mechiris Yosef that we still to this day need a kapara for. Everyone should have a Gevaldik Shabbos.